Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 151 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek.
Sorry, excuse me. Hi.
Whoa.
Brutal Dave here. How's it going?
Yeah, excuse everyone to say that you're Brutal Dave.
They needed a warning. They needed, I don't know.
He was Who are too you? Brutal. Who are you?
I'm George, motherfucker. Who? George motherfucking Trips.
All right.
There we go.
Welcome, everyone, back to the show. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on in our lives.
What?
Yeah. Of course, Dave wasn't here on the last episode, so it was just me and you. But now we're all back together, and we're going to talk some geeky shit and talk about what we've been doing.
Yeah, you've been busy.
You've been busy, too.
Ah, well, not as busy.
What have I been doing?
You going places and doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that now, or you want to wait?
Doing things and
we can wait on that.
Places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, I want to talk about right before I did go out of town, I went to a little show called Retropalooza here in Houston. And I want to see how that compares to where Dave was at.
At the same time,
we were both at retro conventions.
Classic Game Fest, weren't you?
I was at Classic Game Fest in Austin,
uh-huh.
which is a show sponsored by Game Over Video Games, who are not sponsors of us, but
they should
they're good folks, and
yes.
Some of them are friends of mine. And so we have been doing Classic Game Fest with as Geekazoid. I don't know. I think this was our fourth show with them, I think. We always have a great time at their shows. From a vendor standpoint, they treat us really well. Everybody that's involved in putting the show on seems to really care about it. Really good attitudes. The owner of the company walks the floor personally and talks to like every vendor. And make
sure bigger and bigger
okay.
Now, right?
Yeah, it gets a little bit bigger every year. It's been held at the Palmer Event Center in Austin, and they have. If you've never been to it or heard about it, it's what it sounds like. It's all classic video games. That's like the whole theme, and they bring in
to take all your new games out of here.
That's right.
Anything before 1999, get that out of here.
I think retro gaming at this point is like 2010 and prior. So
you're probably right. Last generation, maybe.
Yeah, but
Xbox 360 is retro now.
Yep. But yeah, they it's all a lot of video game vendors and artists and you know, people doing that kind of thing, and then they bring in musical acts that are video game themed and what they do. And
how many acts are there that's video game?
There's a lot, actually.
There really
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. There is a Wikipedia page for the culture of video game music.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was looking at it earlier today.
So you had the same question.
I found it because I was looking up some information on something that we'll also talk about in a little bit.
Ah, so, cryptic.
Somewhat related.
Not just nerdcore, but there's a lot of heavy metal-based
yes.
video game bands out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nerds.
They bring in like rock and metal bands that do video game covers or songs about gaming.
I've seen
like original stuff. They'll bring in like rappers and hip hop groups that do the same thing.
I've seen a couple. I've been to PAX South a few times, so they always have concerts on Friday and Saturday night. And I think one was 8-Bit Brigade. They were like,
I think they've done Classic Game Fest.
They did.
Before. I'm not entirely sure.
They were
sure
really cool. They did. They were doing a run through of Mega Man 2 while they were playing the music to the game.
I've seen YouTube video of them doing that. Somebody speed running Mega Man 2.
It was great.
Yeah,
and there's a couple of rappers there. Like I can't think of the famous guy. The one that's really popular.
That really narrows it down.
like MC Chris? Like
not that, MC Chris, but...
Not that one? I'm not sure.
I can't think of his name now, but whatever.
Not really. Not really my style, so...
It's fun because
I probably know who you're talking about.
You listen
about,
to it and you're like, oh, I know. He was in they did a documentary on Nerdcore at one point. And he was one of the major stars in that.
I'm sure I know his name, but I can't think of it.
Yeah. Me too. I'm sure people are like yelling at their listening device, whatever they're listening to on, and just they know it. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll think about it and we'll come back to it. But while you were at Classic Game Fest, I was at Retropalooza for a day. It was
exciting.
Why?
I don't know.
It was actually exciting.
Was it?
Sure.
Okay.
It's definitely a smaller show. So,
where is it? What venue is it held at?
It was in one of the Hall A of the NRG
Arena.
Arena, yeah.
Oh, nice. So at least there's a plenty of parking. You didn't have to fight for parking.
You got to pay for parking, but
you have to pay for parking pretty much anywhere you go to.
It was a fun little show. I didn't pick up anything gaming related, but I picked up a couple of Hellboy things.
So which is interesting. What is at Retropalooza?
MC Frontalot, that was the guy's name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He fronts a lot.
There was vendors with, you know, old school games and all kinds of collectibles and stuff like that. And they did have a panel room. Unfortunately, the day that we were there, the one panel that I really wanted to see was iRetro Gamer, but he was only there doing his stuff on Sunday.
And what's the name of this thing?
Retropalooza.
Any relation to Comic Palooza?
No, no relation at all.
Y'all should sue. Just saying.
We don't. Nobody owns the word Palooza.
You sure about that?
No.
What about Lala? Starting a lawsuit, you're going to get the Lala up on.
I know about the Lala Palooza.
It's always a bigger fish.
There's always a bigger fish for sure. It was fun, though. I have to give them thanks. They did give me, media passes to get in for the day, and we had a little bit of fun while we were there.
Cool.
I got that Hellboy lunchbox right there. It's on the shelf.
It's very tinny.
It is very tinny.
Yep.
Yeah.
There and what else did you get?
That little black box right there. It's like a little coin.
This one here.
It's the Right Hand of Doom.
Nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like a black version of the Right Hand of Doom?
No, it's actually red.
Oh, it is?
It's just the box. You can take it out of there.
Okay.
It was a Loot Crate exclusive thing, and I never got it because I didn't really subscribe to Loot Crate anymore, but yeah.
That's awesome.
It's bigger than you think it is, right?
That's what she said.
Uh-huh. It's pretty cool. It's a coin bank, so, you know.
Now you just need to take it out and just like put it like that the whole entire time.
That's the definition of fisting someone.
Yeah, you just put it on your penis.
That's right.
What you need to do. Just need to hollow it out a little bit more. It's not enough space in that. It's cool. You should get Mignola to sign it if you ever see him.
Yeah.
Or Stranger Thing guy's dumpy guy who's going to play Hellboy in the next movie.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the fuck's his name is.
David
Harbour.
Yeah, David Harbour.
One of the best things on what's the name of that show? Not News Radio, but the Newsroom.
Stranger Things.
No, Newsroom.
Stranger Things.
Before Stranger Things, he was on the Newsroom.
He's known for Stranger Things and that one commercial from the Super Bowl.
I don't know that, but I know him.
The Tide ad guy. That's what he is now.
The what?
The Tide ad guy.
Tide ass? What?
Tide ad.
Tide ad. I don't know
guy.
That
guy.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't.
Okay, thank you. I can't be the only one person who knows this.
All right. So what have you been up to? We've been going to conventions and stuff?
No, I haven't gone to any conventions. I'm not cool like you are.
Actually, I think you are.
I mean, I'm cool, but not in the convention.
Dude, I offered you a free ticket. I got work to do. I'm like, so don't give me that excuse.
Yeah, I was on a photo shoot.
You were too cool to even...
Oh, whatever. I was making money.
Well,
instead of spending money, I was making money. I've just been working, photo shoot, saw a couple movies, been catching up on DuckTales, which is awesome, and, that's about it. That's my life, man.
What movies have you seen?
I saw Mission Impossible.
On my list to see, is it good?
So, when they first announced this movie, like 2 years ago, I was instantly hooked, because they brought back Christopher McQuarrie director, and, knowing that there, what, how well he handled Rogue Nation, I was expecting something similar caliber, at least just as good, if not better.
Okay.
And holy fuck, did they deliver! Hands down, the best action film of the summer, if not the year.
I have a question. How was Henry Cavill's mustache?
It was amazing.
The was whole it, was time, it worth it?
The whole entire time, I was thinking he didn't need a mustache. He really didn't. They were just fucking with him the whole entire time.
Probably.
But it was good. Henry Cavill's awesome and giant and massive. Yeah. You never realize, because he's in that Superman suit, I guess, how right. fucking huge he really is.
Well, he's also standing up against Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is like 5'6".
No, I'm just talking about, like, he's just massive, like wide built.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen
the movie yet. I want to see it. I enjoy. I don't think I saw the one that came out prior to this one.
Rogue Nation?
I can't remember if I saw that one or
you
not.
You need to, because they connect a lot of that to this movie.
That's the one where he's like hanging off the plane as it takes off, yeah. or whatever. Yeah, I don't think I saw that one.
Watch it before you go see
okay.
it.
I've always liked the Mission Impossible movies, though. But yeah, like in the trailers and stuff, when you see Henry Cavill gearing up to like kick some ass or whatever, like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Like getting his shoulder ready to,
like,
fuck.
He does look intimidating.
That fight sequence is awesome.
It looks awesome.
It's great. I was so pleased with that movie. I was very happy to see it. And what sucked is I had a hard time trying to see it the first time because I bought tickets for the Thursday premiere and I couldn't go, family emergency and stuff. Right. And then, thankfully, Alamo Drafthouse was nice enough to give me rain checks, so I saw it the following week.
Very cool.
And then I saw Christopher Robin.
That out now? I didn't realize.
Yeah,
that
it came out last week or this week. I think this week.
Last Friday.
Okay, I didn't realize.
Last Friday? Is that what it was? Anyway, it wasn't bad. I was a little disappointed because I had higher expectations, I guess.
Okay.
I wanted it to be something more than what it was. And I didn't get that. But it was good. I liked it. I think kids will like it. Jim Cummings is awesome as the voice of Pooh. So just it's like a warm nostalgia blanket.
I've been playing Skyrim a lot again, always. And he's one of the voice actors.
Is he really?
In Skyrim. And so every time he shows up, it always gets... It always kind of makes me laugh. Because he...
Who is in Skyrim?
Jim Cummings. He's a bunch of the character voices in Skyrim. And like when he, it's him when he talks. Cause I mean, he just sounds just like Jim Cummings. Like it's like
Winnie the Pooh.
Cause he doesn't sound like, actually, I think he does some of that like wispy voice stuff for some of the characters, but more of the characters that he voices sound like Pete, like that real rumbly. Rough around the edges voice that he does. Like a lot of them sound like that, and so it always kind of it always kind of takes me out a little bit.
I have been playing a game though.
What?
I bought a Switch game called Crossing Souls.
Do you kill people in it?
You do. Okay, this is a weird game, right? It was made by an indie developer, but published by Devolver Digital. Think about...
I like that group. I remember they made a couple of other games that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, they make weird off-the-wall...
I'm trying to remember what they're associated with, because I know Devolver, but I can't place what they've done.
Did they do that Brosive game?
Where they did Broforce.
Broforce, that's what
they do really fucking off-the-wall E3 press conferences. Go Google and go to YouTube and look at a Devolver Digital like press conference from E3. You'll not be sorry. They're fucking strange, but good.
In a good way.
They did Hotline Miami.
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, I played that game. I fucking suck at that shit.
I beat that game. It's hard.
How do you do that?
It is hard as fuck.
I can't do it. I'm stuck on the first level. That's how bad I am at that game.
So, this game, it's set... They actually have it on like PS4 and a couple other things, too. It's set in the 80s. So you're a group of kids, and you can switch back and forth between, like, I think four or five characters. Each character can do different things. Like, one can, you know, climb higher, one can jump, and one's like a nerd. It's really stereotypical, but it's really fun.
What's it called?
Crossing Souls.
Okay. Oh, they did Serious Sam.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, like, what's the gameplay like? What's the game about?
The nerd kid, you find this thing that you find a dead body and there's like this alien technology near it or something. And they're able to turn that into see ghosts and that type of stuff. I'm only maybe an hour into it. but it's an action adventure game, exploring game.
So it's like the E.T. game from Atari?
It is over the top view, but it's not like E.T. at all.
Oh.
It's a good game, not a bad game. It's just a lot of fun. Each character has their own style of weapons, and you're fighting like
aliens.
What's up? No, I haven't got that far yet. Oh. I've only fought like spiders and shit like that. But you're in a town. So you go around the town trying to discover clues, and it's an action adventure game. So think about the old Sierra type games.
Cool.
Mixed with like an action game. But
Space Quest.
Yeah, but really weird, and it's just a lot of fun. Okay. I can't recommend it enough.
Cool. I mean, I like the gaming company that developed the game.
Yeah, and it's, if you're a fan of the 80s, there's references all around this. Yeah.
Just the descriptions you said, I can name like five movies.
It's, if you took Goonies and Stand By Me and put it into a video game,
that's exactly what
this is it.
And meet E.T.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't got that far yet. I haven't met E.T. yet, but
yeah, there's gonna be
met Alf.
Sure, there's going to be Area 51. Speaking of Alf, did you know they're bringing that shit back?
They're bringing Alf back. That.
Why?
Devolver has a game called Enter the Gungeon.
Yes.
I don't know what that is, but I instantly want to play it.
I actually have it on the PS4. It was a free game one of the months. It's a rogue game, so you know everything's like randomized.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of weapons.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
I need to play Enter.
Speaking
the
of, they just, there's a game that just came out called Dead Cells, right? I need to pick it up. It's a cross between, it's a Metroidvania game meets a rogue-like game. So everything's randomly generated.
How does that work in a Metroidvania game?
It shouldn't work, right?
No.
But the reviews I've seen, and it's getting almost perfect scores.
Now, I mean, I guess the closest thing I could think of would be like, have you played Rogue Legacy?
Yes.
Is it like that, maybe? Because that's kind of Metroidvania-esque. You have to do a lot of backtracking, and like, you can lock the dungeon down.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that. I know every time you die.
Have you played that?
Sorry, I don't.
You know what like a rogue like game is, right?
No.
Based off Rogue Legacy, basically.
I don't even know. Well,
that's actually, the term comes from there was an old PC game back in the 80s called Rogue.
Okay.
That's where the term comes from. So a roguelike is a game that they're usually role playing games. And the dungeons are randomly generated. So every time you play, it's different. The monsters, the layout, everything changes.
Okay.
They're also generally known to be unforgivingly difficult.
Yeah.
And when you die, that's it. You're done. There's no extra lives. There's no coming back.
You start back at the beginning.
You go start over, get a new dungeon. So Rogue Legacy...
That sounds like bullshit is what that sounds like.
Rogue Legacy takes that idea, but it's more... It's kind of like a Metroidvania. It's a side-scrolling kind of platform, puzzle, action game. But when you die, and you will, you then get to pick the offspring of your character that will then come in to try to finish the mission. And they have different abilities that you can pick from, and you can lock the dungeon down so that it doesn't change playthrough to playthrough. And that's like really the only way you can get through the game is you have there's an in-game fee for it. You have to give up some in-game resource, and it'll lock the dungeon down so it won't change. But if you don't, the dungeon is completely different when you go back through. It's a fun game. I really like it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing this Dead Cells game because, I mean, it's getting phenomenal reviews, and they had me in Metroidvania and Rogue. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, and I mean, the reviews I've seen, they say it plays like butter. It's like super smooth gameplay, which is... which is one of the hardest things when you get like a Metroidvania game. Sometimes the gameplay is just not there. It's wonky. The jumping mechanics are not good. Everything has to be firing on all cylinders, and this game actually seems like it is. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Cool.
We're jumping around, but
I saw a movie last week.
What'd you see?
Oh.
Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
I didn't even know
that was out until you posted that. And I was like, fuck, I gotta go see that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah,
like it's not from a story angle, but from a just like a familiarity with the subject matter, like, mm-hmm. You should watch the show before going to see the movie.
I've only seen bits and pieces.
Like, I've seen almost all the episodes.
Yeah, so have I. And the reason I say that, it's not from a story standpoint, not like the story won't make sense. It's more like you kind of have to, I think you kind of have to know what they do with the characters in the show. Like how, you know what I mean? Because if not, you might go in expecting like a cartoon movie, it's Teen Titans doing whatever.
They're
no,
idiots.
It's totally stupid. The humor is dumb as shit. In that way, that's like it's also like kind of clever at the same time. Mm-hmm.
It's getting rave reviews.
We all in our group, like we were like busting guts laughing through the whole thing, and the kids loved it. The grown ups loved it.
I mean, who's
like,
Superman in the movie?
Oh, Nicolas Cage plays Superman.
And doesn't he's more Batman of a from the Lego Batman plays Slade Wilson?
Yeah, and part of the reason.
Oh, really?
Like
what's his name?
Your brain fart is contagious.
It is.
Sorry. Arrested Development. Job.
Yeah.
Will Arnett.
Yes, thank Will you. Arnett. Yes, Will Arnett is Slade.
Is there a Deadpool joke in there?
Oh, yes, yeah.
There's a lot of Deadpool
when they
jokes.
First come across him, he's like trying
aren't
to
you
like
Deadpool?
He's trying to do his like dramatic entrance or whatever, and they're like, Deadpool? And there's like it's a whole scene where they're
I'm Slade
like
Wilson, not Wade Wilson.
And they're like, no, we're pretty sure you're Deadpool. Yeah, it's funny. But part of, and what's funny, I guess maybe one of the sort of inside jokes about that is why Will Arnett is playing a character that's not Batman is if you watch Teen Titans Go, Batman is at least referenced in every episode somewhere. Sometimes he actually shows up.
But
he never talks.
Yeah, he never talks.
He never says anything.
There's a whole episode with him and Superman at Superman's birthday party. I watched it recently because it was on TV, and he never says a word while everyone else talks. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
He doesn't say, fuck Batman?
We'll get to that, I guess.
Okay.
This is a different Titans, the shitty Titans.
Yeah.
But this was the best DC-related movie I've seen in a really long time.
And on that note, I guess we can start talking about DC movie trailers.
Let's do that real quick, because I think our topic will be discussion about the trip. We can do that. But let's talk about these trailers that came out at Comic-Con, since we're a couple weeks behind on it.
Well,
that's okay.
I mean, nothing really happened. Was exciting during Comic-Con anyway.
Not much, huh?
No. It was a pretty bunk year, from what I understand.
So let's talk about the DC Universe package that's going to be coming out. That were some of these shows will be appearing.
Oh, you're talking about the stream service.
The streaming service, yeah.
Yeah, it's like $80 a year or something like that.
Something like that, but it includes not only the TV shows and the movies, but it also includes comic books, just like the Marvel.
Yeah, you will have access to the comics and then all their TV shows that they've ever made.
Yeah.
All
so,
the
like,
movies.
Yeah.
Little tangent, but like everybody who's gone like, you know, everyone's like wire cutting. Cutting the cable.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I'm just going to go through the streaming services. Now, everyone's starting their own streaming service, and it's going to make cable a viable option again. Because it's going to be like, we've got all that stuff bundled together
at
one low price.
I'm just going to keep my cable at this point. Yeah, I'm not really excited about the DC streaming service.
I don't really care about the streaming TV type of aspect of it, because I like Marvel Unlimited a lot.
I mean, I'll just find a way to, like, you know, pirate the shows to try it out.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I mean, from what it looks like, all the streaming shows are going to blow ass at the moment.
Let's talk about Titans.
Yeah, let's talk about them. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I've heard about it. I haven't watched it.
It's so stupid.
It sounds terrible.
It's more than terrible.
But you know what trailer was good?
What trailer was good?
Shazam.
Don't say Aquaman. Okay,
no, Shazam. I wasn't I really wasn't sure where they were going to go with the tone of this movie.
It's big with superheroes.
It is big with superheroes.
Yeah.
I'm down.
It's like big meets, what's that Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way, yeah. It's big meets Jingle All the Way with superheroes.
Where did you get Jingle All the Way from?
Well, how ridiculous he looks in the costume.
No.
Yeah. It is a kind of a terrible costume. I haven't seen any of the trailers
yet. I mean, they lean into how ridiculous he looks in the costume. So
yeah.
I get it.
Yes, they do.
And
Zachary Levi, I'm a fan of him. So
I mean, he's all right. Like, I still don't think he was the right choice, but whatever.
I disagree on that one.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about, so it's the end of the story.
Oh.
I'm a fan of the director, although I didn't like his last two movies. I like the director as a person.
Who's that?
God, you're gonna ask me his name.
You're just brain farting all over
tonight. I don't know. He's like a Swedish dude from Norwegian area.
Wait, what?
I don't know where he's from, but he's not American.
He's like Swedish from Norway.
Norwayish, Swedish.
Scandinavia, you mean.
Scandinavian. Not American is what he is. He made
David Sandberg.
Yeah, he made the Lights Out movie. He made the short film, made him really super popular.
Okay.
And then they made a feature film because James Wan loved his short film so much.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he has a Hollywood career now. He made that crappy Annabelle 2 sequel.
God, that whole series just needs to die.
Never seen any of them.
I watched the first one, The Conjuring.
About the doll?
The first one's not really about the doll.
Conjuring? Has nothing to do with the doll.
Yeah, I mean, see the doll, but that's really it.
Okay,
but it's the same. It's Ed and Lorraine Warren, like it's one of their stories. So I don't know if you know much about Ed and Lorraine Warren. Okay, I'll spare you for the moment.
So anyway, I like the director. He's really cool. He has a really awesome YouTube channel. Like he breaks down his process and how he works.
That's cool.
And how he does things and what's his newly Hollywood life is like. So he's a really interesting dude and he's very humble and I like that about him. I don't like his last two movies at the moment, but I thought a short film was great.
So what are you looking forward to that was announced at Comic-Con?
Shazam was interesting. I didn't know what to expect really, but I do like the Jeff Smith Shazam comic.
Yeah.
I think that's probably my favorite Shazam.
I wonder why.
Well, I like Jeff Smith a
lot. I know that.
And also that's probably like one of the few Shazam stories I really know.
Shazam's been around for a long time.
It has.
He was originally Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Say it right, bro.
Marvel.
Yeah, now they had to drop it because of the whole Marvel thing.
What about the Aquaman trailer?
It looks horrible. I don't want to watch it.
I don't even want to watch the trailer.
The trailer is so bad.
The poster's bad enough.
Did you see that they used Getty images for the poster?
No.
Yeah, all the fish in the background are all Getty images.
Really?
Yeah. There was a Reddit subgroup looked for the exact same images.
I can't be that surprised. I mean, those houses have to source images, yeah, too, so whatever. I'm not going to...
You see every movie, there's always a thanks to Getty images at the end.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Nice.
That or Shutterstock.
Raking in their money. Aquaman trailer looks bad. Like, bad. I mean, there's parts of it that's kind of cool, but then, like, they don't ever go in that cool direction. They just kind of, like, stay on the... We're really... CGI cheese.
There's a link that I saw. There was a link to a video of comparing Aquaman trailer to the Black Panther trailer.
I saw that trailer.
It's the exact
same thing. They were like, "Oh, dude, we could do that with
it's
Aquaman."
Like beat for beat, it was the same as Black Panther.
Yeah,
but underwater.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and no black people.
It's just like
one black person.
It just lends further credence to the idea that like DC.
Yeah.
They have wished they were Marvel so hard for so long.
They're trying.
They need to maybe not try so hard.
Yeah.
I think if they'd stop trying so hard.
Could they have not think of a better line when he shows up on the submarine? Permission to come aboard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's cringeworthy. Super cringe.
What's up, dudes?
Jason Momoa, I mean, don't get me wrong. I get it. They had to keep him in there because he was picked by Zack Snyder, but not the right choice.
It's a different Aquaman for sure.
Well, I mean, sure, whatever. Just, he doesn't have the acting chops to deliver like a drama type emotion that they're trying to convey in the trailer. They're trying to convey like this is a guy who... been abandoned by his home. Now he has to go back home and reclaim that he never really felt that was his to begin with. And now he's finds a sinister plot that his half brother is going to try to take over the earth using fucking monster demons. with Black Manta's help. That's what's going to happen in the movie.
They've seen it already.
Yeah, I don't need to see the movie. I saw the trailer, and that was enough. I watched Mission Impossible again.
It's going to be just as good as Justice League.
I haven't seen that yet.
You have not?
No.
Surprise.
I haven't seen it
either. I finally seen Wonder Woman. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Yeah, god damn.
Until the end, right?
Yeah, until the last.
Yeah, it's pretty good until that last fight sequence kind of falls apart there.
They DC'd the fuck.
Which is a shame because, like, when Ares, like puts, like, slits on his mask with his fingers of flame and stuff, like, that was pretty metal. I liked that. And then, right after that point, I'm like, oh, okay, never mind.
they DC'd the fuck out of it. They just made it into a typical fight. You're just like,
well, and it didn't. I know we're getting real tangential and like going back in time here, but it, like you just watched it recently. But that final fight sequence had like no impact at all. Like
it had no weight to it.
None at all.
Like I think it would have the movie would have ended on a more somber and better note, finding out that Wonder Woman was wrong and killed the wrong person, and Ares just showed up and like gave her a monologue and then vanished.
Yeah.
That would have been a lot more impactful and would explain why we had World War II.
True.
Because she kills him, and that was World War I. So why do we have World War II? And where does she go in that meantime? Because next time she shows up, it's the 80s. Am I the only one with these questions?
Yes.
No. I guess so.
You're not. I actually wondered about the World War II thing when I first watched Wonder Woman. I was like, but another World War is... like
gonna happen
less than 20 years away.
Like, yeah, where are you going? We need your help again, Wonder Woman.
That'll be another Wonder Woman movie in World War II.
Wonder Woman 3, World War II.
And they'll call it that, and it'll be confusing. It'll be terrible.
All right, so let's move on to our topic. You guys ready?
No.
You ready now?
No.
Okay, what about now?
I can't, because I didn't go with you, so you didn't invite me to.
I actually did invite you.
You didn't invite me at all. I'm heartbroken.
Okay, fine. You just get to listen to it about it then.
I guess I'll just listen to it.
Fine. Welcome back to the show, my friends. Our topic is going to be a little bit different this week. We're going to be talking about my trip to Vegas, basically.
Because you're selfish.
I don't eat that shrimp. I'm not shellfish at all.
You're very shellfish.
Okay. So, what do you want to talk about? You've been to Vegas before.
Yeah, I've been plenty of
times. What's your ultimate favorite place in Vegas?
I don't know if I have a favorite place in Vegas. It's all kind of the same. Casino, food, gaming, show.
Alcohol, you forgot that
and
part.
And alcohol. I mean, that's just a given, I guess.
Yeah. So, we got a good deal on a package deal. So, we got the airfare and the hotel together.
Mm-hmm.
So, we wound up staying at the Plant Hollywood Hotel, which is a really cool hotel.
Yeah, well, do you have a memorabilia room?
No, they've changed all the rooms up now. They don't do that anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. They call them ultra hip rooms or something like that.
Ultra hip.
Ultra hip. So, I was doing some research on some stuff in Vegas, and there's a sandwich trick.
Sandwich?
I was like, what is a sandwich trick? So when you check into your hotel and a casino in Vegas, right, here's what you do. You take your ID, you take a $20 bill, and then your credit card on top of that, and you hand it to the guy.
Why?
Because that $20 tip is going to get you a much better room.
And did it work?
It did indeed work. So we were scheduled, you know, just a regular room. So when we got there, I did the trick, and he's like, oh, I can put you in one of our rooms that has a view of the Bellagio fountains. We're like, sure, let's do that.
What was your room before that? Maybe you had a better room before. Maybe just like duped you or something.
Last trip.
Why do you got to be so pessimistic?
View of a brick wall.
Yeah. I mean, there's some bad views in that hotel. I'm
Is
sure.
there really?
Oh yeah.
I would imagine like it's all in the strip. So
if you're on the back side of the building,
yeah,
looking at like garage area or whatever you're looking at, that's not a great view. But apparently, some of the rooms don't have coffee makers and refrigerators too.
Oh.
So we did receive that.
Cool.
And It's a, you know, it's a decent sized room. It's
$20 upgrade.
$20 upgrade. That's all it took.
And very easy to be bought over there in Vegas.
It definitely is.
I think that's the name of the game.
Yeah. This is also the first time we have never rented a car while we were there. So we utilized Lyft a lot.
Yeah, I've never rented a car in Vegas.
And we did the bus for a while. For the, like, a 3-day bus pass is only like $20.
Did you not take the monorail?
We did the monorail one day. Yeah.
That's all I ever do in Vegas. But you were there during the hottest months, though. So yeah. I imagine it would suck waiting for the train.
Yeah. We were there last week of July, early August. So it was like 110 degrees. Like, it, not like you go into bed or like 9 o'clock at night, it's still fucking 100 degrees.
Oh, you got that desert heat.
Yeah.
And that hot wind coming in.
It wasn't that bad, though. There was only a few
plus,
times.
Plus, like the state over, California, was in flames. So...
We didn't have that.
That did not help.
So, I saw.
I don't know.
We're in Houston, in the sweltering armpit of America.
Yep.
And
I think the sun takes breaks here on summer break.
I saw a article last week about how the heat wave is affecting like New York City and other, like, you know, New England area, all this kind of stuff, and they're all like, I mean, there's going to be like multiple days in a row over 90 degrees, and it's only going to get in the mid 70s at night. How will people ever cool off? This is incredibly dangerous. I'm like, motherfucker.
Mid 70s. God, I'd give anything for a mid 70s in the evening here in Texas.
No shit.
Fuckers. Anyways, you, what'd you do in Vegas?
So we saw a couple shows.
What'd you see?
We saw the Beatles Love, which was one of the
Cirque du Soleil show.
It was a Cirque du Soleil show. One of the main things we really wanted
to
do.
That's not the one where they get all naked and fuck each other throughout the whole show.
Not the one that I saw.
No. I figured Love in the title.
They played a lot of Beatles music, and they...
And they fucked during the whole entire time, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
If that makes you happy, yes, they did.
And they pass out LSD to everybody on the show.
I
make sure you trip the balls.
I did not
them.
Get that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I went to a different show then.
Apparently. How much were your tickets in?
They were pretty cheap.
Okay.
It's funny, it wasn't even in a hotel. It was like in some alleyway in between the strip.
Some guy asked you to get into the back of his van?
No. It was a cardboard box amphitheater.
Okay.
I always thought it was weird that all the people from Cirque du Soleil had straggly beards and stuff. Anyway, go on.
Did not see that show, but we did the Beatles. It was fun.
Yeah.
If you are a Beatles fan, it was definitely a lot of fun. It was a worthwhile show. I wasn't sure how the Cirque du Soleil part of it was going to really build into it, but it was good. It wasn't over the top circusy, you know, which I was sort of afraid of. But
why?
It's just, I don't think
the circus.
I'm not afraid of the circus, but I don't think it would really fit.
Why?
Because I don't know. It's the Beatles. It shouldn't have like tightrope shit going on, you know?
That's what
I know what Cirque du Soleil is.
Yeah,
I've seen a real one. I saw the one in Orlando. Have you ever seen a Cirque show?
Not in person. I've seen them like televised.
It's the one I've seen in person. It was in Vegas.
Which one did you see?
It's the one where, I forget the name of it, but it's like a carnival in the 1930s or 20s or something like that. It's pretty cool. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Like the Humanity or
no,
another
that's
one?
That's the naked one.
Okay.
I was giving you shit about the, I knew what it was. I just wanted to see.
No, there's the Michael Jackson one.
Is there still a Michael Jackson one?
Yeah.
I thought they retired that one.
Still going.
Wow.
But we had a good time seeing the Beatles Love. The other show that we saw, we got through Groupon, was called Raiding the Rock Vault. This is the Hard Rock Cafe. And basically, it was a little weird. It was just a bunch of guys from bands getting together and putting a show together. So they go through like the 60s through pretty much current time of
like popular people from bands or just random people.
Depends on who you ask. I'm looking at the band right now. So like the drummer when we saw it was Blas Elias, who was from Slaughter.
Okay.
You had Paul Shortino, Robin McAuley. So you don't know
Paul
who he is.
Short?
No.
Eno? Oh, God.
Do you know who either of the vocalists are?
Mm-mm.
Man, it's bad.
Robin McAuley, MFG, Megali Schenker Group.
I know what MSG is.
Not the stuff in your... In your
stuff they put
not
in Chinese
the stuff
food.
In the Chinese buffet. Yes. Not that stuff.
This other guy, Andrew Freeman, was the other vocalist. He was phenomenal.
Any relation to Martin Freeman?
No. I don't think so.
Any relation to Gordon Freeman?
I think so, actually. Okay. I think you're right. Yeah. Okay, he was carrying a wrench with him the whole time.
A crowbar.
There you go. But Andrew Freeman was in a band called Last in Line, which was the ex-members of Dio after Dio passed away. They put this band together. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're last in line.
Yes. It was a good show. It was fun.
Cool.
And they all did a little meet and greet afterwards. The other guitar player, I can't think of his name now, but he's from, what's the name of that? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I know that band.
Yeah.
I know a couple of their songs at least.
I don't know if I know that, but he was a really nice guy. We talked to him. You know, they did like a meet and greet afterwards. You can go get your autograph and all that. And I actually made a comment to him, like, dude, I'm sorry about Vinnie Paul, you know, and, you know, we talked about him for a few minutes and he was really cool. Talked to Blas Elias for a second. And he apparently he's originally from Houston. I did not know that. So
Houston is like,
yeah, I know,
the fourth largest city in the
world. So what is the first thing you do when you talk to somebody from Houston? He starts talking about his favorite restaurants. He's like, oh, I miss Papacitos, and I can't remember what else he said.
All the restaurants?
Chewy's.
Papacitos?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, that's the one you miss?
I guess.
I mean, I can get Chewy's. They got that creamy jalapeno that no one else has.
But, yeah, there's Chewy's outside of Houston, too, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it started in Austin.
Yeah. It was interesting. He was cool. He was a cool guy. Everybody there was really nice.
Cool. Speaking of food, you had some cool food in Vegas, right?
We did.
Next to New York, I guess this is the next culinary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, spot. We didn't go super fucking crazy or anything like that. We ate at the Paris breakfast buffet, which don't know if it's really worth the price. It's like $22 a person for breakfast.
Buffets in Vegas are always expensive.
They are. But the last day we had a coupon at our hotel.
What casino has the real famous buffet?
The Caesar's Palace of Bacchanal.
There you go.
That's expensive.
It's like $50 a person.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we ended up doing the breakfast buffet at our hotel the last day, and we had the coupon and brought it down to $12.99. And we got there, ate breakfast, hung around for a little while, and then we got lunch. That's the way to do it. Get that cheap breakfast and lunch. But.
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
I know you would do that. Come on.
No, I wouldn't, but it's whatever.
We ate at a couple of interesting places. We ate at Eggslut for breakfast one day.
That's a franchise. I think they have it.
They have
one
some
here
in California.
Texas.
There's not any here yet, but there's some in California.
You sure there's not one in Austin?
Yep.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I've seen one, but
not
maybe
yet.
I'm wrong.
I'm sure eventually there will be, but
I've seen it before. I just can't remember where.
And we ate at an interesting place called Bruxy's. Have you heard of this place?
Nope.
It's a chicken and waffle place, but it's sort of like fast food style. You know, you go to the counter, you order, but it's basically just chicken and waffle type sandwiches.
First time I ever had chicken and waffles was in Vegas.
Yeah.
It was at the Bellagio. It was really late at night. It was like 2 or 3 in the morning.
It's best time for chicken and waffles.
It pretty
was.
Much is.
I was wasted out of my brain, so that's probably why I ordered it. I probably saw, oh, waffles and chicken, yeah.
We didn't do anything crazy, like, food-wise, or, like, you know, like...
You went to Gordon Ramsay's place, didn't you? I think I saw a picture of that.
We went to the fish and chips place he has.
Oh.
There's a burger place that he has, too, but...
I heard the burger place sucks.
Really?
That's what I heard. But I
good,
been
good we didn't go. We went to Bobby Flay's Burger Palace, which is more, I guess it's more fast food style too, but that's good.
Yeah.
It's much cheaper than paying $20-something a burger, you know what I mean? They have a dark chocolate shake, which is fucking amazing.
Is it cacao-y? Cacao-y? It's
at least 73% cacao-y. At least hey, you asked. I told you. I gave you a number.
That shouldn't have been as funny as it was, but it was pretty funny.
And one day, okay, so one day we did buy one of these Las Vegas passes. You know, you pay like It's like $80, and you can do all these different attractions on the list. So we did as much as we could before we got too fucking hot.
Yeah.
We wound up going. So we went to Madame Tussauds, however you call it, the Wax Museum.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that.
It was fun.
But I've never been in there.
There was actually something really interesting.
I've been to the one in San Antonio.
That's not Ripley's. That's the other
company.
It's
next to the Ripley's place. But it's
I can't think of the name
museum.
Of the company, though.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But they had this really cool 4D Marvel attraction at the end of this thing. Because just like the last room, they had a couple of like wax
figures.
Kind of
like that thing we went to like 3 years ago?
Sort of. But it was just like in a 4D theater, a smaller theater. But it was a pretty cool little show.
I think
show.
I saw pictures of you went to like a Marvel museum or something like that.
We did that too. Which, okay, so the Marvel, it was called the Avengers Vault or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting.
Did they have the Infinity Gauntlet there?
They did not.
Bullshit.
I know, right?
I would have been pissed off.
It was an interesting attraction. I would have been a little upset if I paid $30, whatever it was, to get in.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was like, it's not cheap there, dude. It was included on our pass, though, so it was like, all right, we're cool. And we went to the lion habitat and the dolphin habitat over at the Mirage.
Oh.
By that time, we were just like, you know what? We've got our money's worth.
Did you pet the dolphins or anything?
Did not. They were letting the kids do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you could pay to do that.
Well, you could pay to do it, of course.
Kids are small. And weak, you can get
push them out of the way.
You can push them right.
Yeah. Should have done that.
Yeah. Like, give me your.
I'm on vacation. Why not?
Give me your dolphin treats, kid.
But the one thing I did pay for that day at the Venetian, there's this virtual reality experience.
Going to Venetian. It's a fun place.
It is cool. Called The Void. Now, it's not only in Vegas. I have one in like, I think there's one in New York right now. There's one in Disneyland and Disney World. I fucking recommend this thing. It was so awesome. The one I did was a Star Wars.
Is that the lightsaber training thing?
No, you know, it's not a lightsaber. So, it's expensive too. It was like $30-something for one person for like a 20-minute experience. But I gotta say, it was worth it. It was. Yes.
Okay. So what happened? What did you do?
So, it's basically characters from Rogue One. So you go undercover as a stormtrooper to try to steal this case of something that's supposed to help whatever,
The MacGuffin.
The MacGuffin, exactly, is what they called it, too.
You gotta and steal the case of full of MacGuffin.
You put an actual vest on, and then had the helmet
vest,
on.
Right?
And it was the most realistic VR thing I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they gave you a gun. It was like a real, you know, like plastic thing, whatever you held in your hand.
Right. Did you wear a visor?
Yeah, you do wear a visor, yeah. So, but you're not just in one room. You're actually going through
rooms. Oh, wow. So it's like physically move through a room.
You're physically moving through physical space. And you can like, okay, so you're like, it was on the Mustafar, the lava planet, right?
Mm.
So there's one point you're outside and you're shooting at stormtroopers and you're shooting at these like weird lava monsters.
Yeah.
And there's like this railing right in front of you. I was like, I'm going to check this out. So I put my hand out. And there's actually a real railing there in real life.
Okay.
It's a very tactile experience. You just not just like walk through it. You know what I mean?
So
was
is that
it,
the
did,
only
was
level?
It really hot? Did they like?
They did.
Did they pipe in lava smell?
You know what it smelled like?
Did it smell like the
it smelled
city
like Spaceship
burning
Earth,
in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Well, it smelled like Rome burning
Rome
in Spaceship
burning.
Earth.
Okay.
First thing that came to my mind when I smelled that, I was like, all right.
So is that the only level they have, or is there like multiple
Starting this week, they were doing a Ghostbusters one, which I just missed. I mean, that would have been cool too.
Cool.
But
is there like a way where you can get like a pass and just do it multiple times?
You know, I don't know. I didn't ask that.
Or you have to pay $30 every time.
I don't know. But they're actually, I looked on their website. They're actually building or opening one in Austin and Dallas sometime soon.
Oh, nice.
So
they're
expanding. I think the Ghostbusters one would be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Ghostbusters is also coming out with an augmented reality phone game.
Yeah.
Which looks cool because I saw a trailer for it.
Yep.
But I'm not into those kind of games.
There's a Jurassic Park one too. Right.
Yep. I've been playing that a little bit.
Have you?
They've updated it so now it's using your maps a little bit better than it was. My wife played that a lot in Vegas. She's like, oh, look, dinosaur. So
it's like the Pokemon Go, but
yeah. It is.
Dinosaurs. Yeah.
Exactly what it is.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good trip, man.
I see.
How many days were you there for?
We were there 5 days. which is a little overkill for Vegas, especially we don't gamble.
Yeah. Last time I went to Vegas, I was there for a week for work, and I decided to stay an extra 4 days. And that's a full week in Vegas, which, God.
It's a lot.
A full week in Vegas when you're already there
working.
It feels like a month when you're leaving Vegas. And you need a vacation from your vacation when you come back.
I felt like that. When I got back, I slept for like 12 hours straight. It was crazy. But we hung out at the pool a little bit. You know, we went to just different things around town.
Did you ride the Ferris wheel thing?
We did not do that this time. Mm. I did ride the New York coaster, because they added a virtual reality experience to it. So you rode it, but you had
the one that goes outside?
Yes. You wore a headset on it. That was not very good.
Why?
It was just... It looked like old technology. And it was cool. I've never done a virtual reality roller coaster before, so I've always wanted to try that out. And it was interesting because, like, at the end, you're still looking at shit in your visor.
Should have did that roller coaster where they, like, ride the coaster right off the building and roll it back.
Oh, it's Stratosphere? Yeah. We didn't go there. We didn't go that far. We did go to Circus, though, just to check it out again.
Oh, Jesus.
God damn, that place.
Is made of nightmares.
I rode one of the roller coasters in the adventure park.
In Circus?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? You actually went inside?
We did.
Why?
I don't know.
For memory's sake or what?
Yes.
So I've never been to Vegas and I've not heard of this particular place. What is this?
Circus is like a value type hotel and casino.
It's the Walmart of casinos in Vegas.
Yeah. Okay. Close enough. And so it's circus themed.
Yep.
So creepy. On the outside, it looks like a giant big top. Two giant big tops.
Okay.
And the entrance...
Not boobs.
Yeah, not boobs. But on the in the entrance of the place is a giant clown mouth.
I don't think they still have that anymore.
They don't have that anymore?
Was this featured at all in the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Probably,
yeah.
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
It's been there for a long time.
Yeah, it's been there what was the hotel across the Riviera? It was there ever since the Riviera was there. Now the Riviera is no longer there.
Okay.
Anyway.
A lot of those hotels over there, the Stardust, Riviera, all that stuff is gone.
Circus showing who's got the staying power then.
Well, because it's cheap is why.
You probably get a room there for like $23 a night.
Yeah, so it's a family-friendly, it's one of the few family-friendly hotels.
Yeah,
there's a circus going on every 2 hours. There's a circus show.
Okay.
They have this circular area in the middle where there's like arcade games and, you know, chance games and all that kind of stuff. And in the middle of that, they do have circus performers every once in a while.
Okay.
Every 2 hours.
And
it's mayhem.
They also have this in the back of it. It's called Adventure Dome, which is like a indoor theme park, basically. A couple roller coasters. One of the ones that I did last time was actually not working this time. El Loco. That's what it was.
And there's a flea market on the way over there.
There was a 90-degree drop. Excellent. There is a flea market, truthfully.
It is a hallway, flea market, and then a row of, like, fast food joints.
Yep.
Inside the same casino.
This sounds like a fever dream.
It's horrible. It's
everything is – in the Adventure Dome, it's, like, stained glass, red glass, so everything has like this weird tint.
Everything
to
has
it.
A red tint to it, and it feels like you're in an ashtray.
Circus does.
Yeah,
a lot of the other hotels down the strip were
because
we
they
were
don't
at.
Do that anymore.
You can still smoke in there, but it did not smell like smoke anymore.
No, so that's how you know that when you're at a nicer hotel or nicer casino.
Yeah,
is the less of the cigarette smell you can smell. That's how you know you're at a nice.
Okay,
it's true. They have some really good ventilation now.
Right. It's Circus. They don't care.
We also went to Happy Hour at the Peppermill.
I stayed there once, and I'm never going to stay there again.
We stayed at the Circus before, too. We're not doing that again.
I guess it's like a rite of passage for, I guess, a tourist to stay at Circus.
I guess
wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, though.
We're going to buy his first time. Pretty
kids,
much.
Your kids are going to love it.
So we actually went to, we're looking for a place to go get drinks one day during happy hour.
Yeah.
So we wound up at the Peppermill. You ever heard of this place?
It's a restaurant, isn't it?
It's a restaurant on one side. There's a restaurant on the other side, which is sort of like an IHOP or that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The other side is like a
that's next
a lounge
to Circus
area.
Circus too, isn't it?
It's really it was walking distance.
I remember because I've eaten there when we used to go to the convention hall.
Yeah, it was they use
it's
that
a breakfast food or like a breakfast lunch place,
right? But there's a nice lounge in there, and there's like this water feature that's like on fire that you sit in front of. It's pretty cool. Drinks were really watered down.
It looks very 50s.
It's old school fucking Vegas.
Yep.
So like, you seen Casino,
Elvis,
right?
Elvis could walk through the door at any
You seen
moment.
That movie Casino?
No.
Okay.
What?
Nope.
They
you like Goodfellas?
They film in this place.
I wish I could answer that question for you. That's a long story, my experience with Goodfellas. So
what?
We'll talk about that
that's
some other
another time.
I
guess.
Oh, yep. My God. That's another whole topic right there.
Do you have seen any Martin Scorsese movies?
Not very many, no.
For shame.
I saw, like...
Departed?
No.
You haven't seen Departed?
He did Shutter Island, right?
Yes.
I saw that one.
I haven't seen that one.
Why would you watch the worst one?
I don't know. It came on TV or some shit. It was terrible.
Goodfellas. It wasn't that bad. Goodfellas is an amazing movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I, like, called the ending of that movie, like,
Everybody
5 minutes in.
Ending,
I was like, oh, okay. This is all an elaborate ruse. Got it.
Spoiler. No, I haven't seen it.
Leo's crazy. This is all an elaborate ruse. Got it.
Mark Ruffalo's really the hero.
Yeah. So Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas, baby. How many Elvises did you see?
Actually, saw a couple. I saw an Elvis on on one of those motorized scooter things.
Yeah. Did you go to Fremont Street?
We did. Well, the other place I wanted to talk about was the tiki bar we went to one night.
Tiki bar.
Called the Golden Tiki. Really cool place. I went there because, of course, they have Dole Whips on tap there, basically.
Do they call them that?
They do call them. They are actual, official Dole Whips.
Okay.
They are. You're looking at me weird, but they are.
Yeah.
A lot of their mixed drinks are mixed with it, so they're very frosty, but they do have, you can just get a Dole Whip separately, mm-hmm. which I did, and then we got a Dole Whip with rum
what
mixed into it.
What is a Dole Whip?
You can get them in Adventureland at Disney World. It's like soft serve
pineapple
with pineapple juice.
No, no, it's soft serve pineapple.
Depending on how you get it. I prefer mine with the like the vanilla float with the pineapple in it. That's the one I prefer, actually. So,
I guess I didn't have that last time we went to Disney World.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Yeah, but I would have remembered that. I don't remember doing
this place was cool. It was very tiki, you know, there was shrunken heads all over the wall. And it just happens to be that the table that we were sat at, we were looking at the shrunken head on the wall. And we're like, it looks like Lemmy. And at one point, we're like, it's not really Lemmy. It doesn't have sort of the facial hair, but...
Did it have the mole?
It did not have a mole. That was the giveaway. That was the giveaway. But we're looking at it closer, and we're like, it actually looks like Vinnie Paul from Pantera. So we asked our waitress, I'm like, who is that head? She's like, yeah, it's Vinnie Paul from Pantera.
So is this place like full of like dead rock stars' heads?
No. Well, that was done before he died. But he was a regular customer when he was in Vegas. He was there every night, and him and the owner were really good friends. So it was a cool place. Very strong drinks. And the Dole Whip was definitely Dole Whip. But
cool.
Next time you're in Vegas, there's actually a cool
where is it
store
at located? Where
in
is
Chinatown?
Chinatown.
So
be more specific. What end of the strip is it on?
It's
Is it on the strip?
No, it's not on the strip at all. We had to take a lift to get there.
Oh.
It's maybe 10 minutes away from the strip.
Okay.
But it's definitely worth it.
All right.
It's near, you know, it's further over than the Rio.
Okay.
And all that.
All right.
But yeah.
I know where the Rio is.
Yeah. So. But definitely fun. And we also went to a record store over there called Zia Records. Place is pretty phenomenal.
I see that you bought some records.
The coolest
thing. What was the place that you went to? I saw some of the photos. It was like all these like SNL themed whatever. What was that?
That was just some candy store we found in the Venetian.
The one that got my attention was the boxes of Colon Blow.
Yes.
I thought that was hilarious. I would buy a box of Colon Blow.
The ambiguously gay duo was actually rainbow licorice that were cream filled.
If you go to there's a calendar and toy store in the Memorial City Mall, they have all those candies there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I figured it was. So this is one of the coolest things that I found there. One of the original pressings of Arion into the Electric Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted about that, and of course, Arion made a comment. He's like, oh, it's like the big boy or something like that. It's pretty cool. This thing is like way out of print, you know?
Word.
Word. So that was our trip to Vegas, basically. We had a good time.
Sounds cool.
So
next time, hopefully I get an invite.
I invited you. You said, fuck you, dude. I don't want to go with
that
you.
Sounds that like sounds else. Just like
I know.
I know. It sounds something that I would say.
I wasn't your first choice, so fuck you.
Yeah. You I should have been your first and only choice.
You invited your wife first. What the fuck,
How
man?
How dare you?
How dare you? What's up, dude?
Oh, I was going to say, as somebody who has never been to Vegas and has next to no interest in gambling, would I like Vegas?
It is a spectacle to go. It's a lot of fun. Depends. I mean, I
enjoy the shows.
Yeah, the shows are good. I drank some. I didn't drink a lot, but...
He drank a lot.
I did.
That's what he's trying to say.
So the first day, we actually went to Target and bought a bottle of Jim Beam and a bottle of, we bought
You're
her
one
a bottle
of those tourists.
Shit, yeah, I'm going to buy my own alcohol. $12 for a watered down drink is not my idea of fun.
Agreed.
I'm going to make my own drinks, is what I'm saying, which I did. They don't care. You can walk around. I know people that would go to Vegas and carry a backpack with alcohol and just pull it out and start drinking. They don't care. They really don't.
As long as you're not murdering anyone in the middle
Not
of the
murdering
street.
And you're gambling, they're good.
Yeah. Even if you do murder someone, as long as you're gambling, I guess, they're all right.
Maybe.
So you got a lot of bets on Russian roulette games going on.
I mean, you got to be spending a lot of
but money. I mean, as far as the family place, it is very much more family friendly than it used to be. I used to go there as a kid. Oh, the one last thing I forgot to mention that we went to in Luxor, they've opened an esports arena. Which was super fucking cool.
Oh, I've seen that. They show that on TV all the time now.
Yeah, we didn't go. We went during a time in the morning when there wasn't a big...
Kevin Smith did a show there.
Did he?
I think so.
He might have. There wasn't a big event going on, but it was this really cool, you know, design. You can go in there, kids. This is what people are doing. People are dropping their kids off there all day while they went and gambled. The kids just play games all day on, like, competitive shit. But... They also had, like, old-school games in there you could play. They had, like, the NES Classic, so first thing I started playing Castlevania. They had, like, an Xbox. They had all these different things just set up in a row. And it was, and they had, like, this really cool area where they had I think I played Tekken 7 for a while, and I was playing some other game. Lost your money.
Somewhere over there.
But that was a very cool experience. I definitely want to go back there when they're, like, actually doing a big esports, you know,
event
or competition or something.
They show it on cool. ESPN all the time.
Do they?
Hmm.
I think there's one in L.A. area somewhere, too.
Oh, maybe that's the one Kevin Smith did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I know they're going to be branching out. I talked to one of the guys. They're going to be branching out to other places. I'm like...
Not Houston.
Maybe. We have the Houston Outlaws. Why not?
I don't know what that is, but okay.
It's the... what's the name of the game? Overwatch team here from Houston.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Overwatch.
There's a professional Overwatch team in Houston.
Wow.
It's true. Would not make that up.
I mean, why would you? That's not a cool thing to make up.
So, hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Want to go to Vegas?
Sure.
Oh, you're supposed to say no.
No.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
All right. That was a fun segment.
Yes. No, but seriously, dude, if you wanted to bring your kids there is definitely a lot of stuff for them to do.
What if I don't?
If you don't want to bring your kids, you'll have even a better time, actually.
Yeah, like, do you like relaxing at the pool?
Usually when I'm on vacations where that's a thing, I'm usually not that person.
Okay.
I'm usually not.
What do you like to do on vacation?
Disney?
Well, obviously, but I like spectacle, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
like,
all Vegas is, spectacle.
It really is.
I like music and performances and art. And if a place has, you know, some cool history and stuff, I like to go get into that.
And there's, like, mob history.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's a mob museum, yeah. There's a
erotic museum.
Erotic heritage museum. You can't take the kids there.
We magic did go. Shows? You like magic shows?
Yeah.
I like some magic shows, yeah.
Penn and Teller?
I would love to see Penn and Teller. Yeah.
I saw that last time we were there. It's a great fucking show.
They change it every year.
Yeah.
But
they weren't performing the week
David
we were
Copperfield
here.
To stay there? I mean, the man's like 7
I used
years
to
old.
Love I used to watch David Copperfield specials on TV like all the time.
I mean, so you know, top it off saying say goodbye to him, I guess, before he croaks. Cirque du Soleil is a wonder to see. I wouldn't go see the Beatles Love Show because I haven't heard great reviews about it, but Carrie said it was fun.
I had a great time.
Even though he fell asleep during the show.
Not, okay, fine. Not going so there right now.
It was riveting then, wasn't it?
but the one and a half that I did see is, I enjoyed.
One and a half?
Yeah, I didn't stay for the other show because it was free.
Oh.
Yeah, it was boring.
Which one was that?
I don't remember the name of it. I thought it was the Michael Jackson show, but I may be remembering it wrong.
Okay.
But anyway, it's cool. I enjoy the shows there.
I mean, Vegas is such a cheap place to get to now, and you can stay there really cheaply, too. I mean, everything else is expensive, though.
Yeah.
Food's expensive, you know.
Yeah, it's a culinary capital.
Yeah.
I do like to eat on vacation. I guess my thing about hanging out like by the pool on vacation, I'm like, I can sit on my ass at home.
Yeah,
I guess
but
that's
not at a fancy resort pool.
That doesn't really add anything to the sitting on my ass.
And then you can walk on the strip,
especially outside in the desert in the middle of summer.
You can walk on the strip and see the really bad cosplayers.
Oh my god!
I would probably do some of that. Yeah.
It was ridiculous. You can't take a picture with them because they'll charge you.
It's just like being in Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, there was a guy walking around as Deadpool. I'm like, God, dude, your costume is really fucking bad.
It's like one of those store bought ones.
Yeah, and people were freaking out, going up to these people, and like, oh look, Spider Man. I'm like, dude, Spider Man's junk is showing.
Yeah,
it's like that guy at that convention.
Wasn't wearing a cup that day.
Nobody's wearing
it's
a
too
cup.
Too hot to wear a cup.
Apparently.
I mean, Vegas is cool. I wouldn't stay there longer than like 4 days.
Mm.
4 days is long.
But yeah.
It's a fun time.
Has your girlfriend ever gone?
No, I don't think so. We've talked about it before, but she's not really into social, like drinking and gambling kind of thing. So we've never really had a reason to go yet. So there's that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It's true. All right, well, let's move on. We can get to some George Hates Metal.
Yeah.
Let's do it. George Hates Metal.
Do I?
Not today, apparently.
Not today.
So let's preface that. George has just brought us about 5 or 6 bands.
Yeah.
That I've never heard of.
Wow.
That are actually pretty damn good.
Can you believe it, everyone? Put this episode on record.
I'll give you credit for some of those.
There you go.
Let's talk about the band that you brought to my attention.
Well, it started me discovering this band called Orbit Culture, which I'm pretty sure I mentioned on the show before. And they came out with a new album, and it kind of went down this weird rabbit hole of me finding out what else other bands I haven't heard of that I might possibly like. And I came across a few others.
Orbit Culture, they were good.
Yeah, I like them.
What do we compare their vocals to? Is very Trivium?
Their new album, their new album sound has a very Trivium-esque sound.
Is that the one that I was saying sounded like
Chuck Billy,
like the Gathering era Testament?
Yes,
yeah,
yeah, for sure. George, we know, of course, is a Testament fan. So
yes, I am a Testament fan.
So he's smart in some ways.
I guess so. In some ways. Some ways I can't get them all wrong.
That's right.
And then I found this other band called Eye of the Enemy, which I kind of enjoy. But it looked like they only came out with two albums, and that was like 4 years ago.
And you brought the band called Inner Moon. That was pretty damn
cool. Oh, yeah. That was another band that was on a playlist with Orbit Culture that I found, and I enjoyed them quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know it seems to me like you like a lot of, like, you know, melodic death metal is, like, your style now. That's what it feels like.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't say it.
Kind of the Finnish pedigree. Yes, not necessarily for sure. From Finland, but of that.
That ilk.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not, like, the only type of metal I enjoy.
No, I know.
Just,
me either. Let's talk about the band that we did assign for George Hates Metal.
Yeah, if I remember.
The band's called Manticora.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Manticore.
Yeah, Manticora. This is their first full-length album in 8 years called To Kill, To Live, To Kill.
Is this on Bandcamp?
No, this is Encyclopedia Metallica.
Oh. How does it, man? They're real hard to find.
They're on Vicky Solom Productions.
Yep, real hard to find.
Maybe.
About as underground as we can get.
No, we can go way more underground than this. This is on Spotify.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yeah, and on Google Music. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Not as underground as I thought.
No. So let's get your opinion.
I'm trying to remember the song right now. And I remember I do remember. The guy has a very 80s metal-ish type voice.
Yeah.
That I didn't really enjoy. But I did like the music very much.
It's very, very well produced.
Yeah, it's very
the
good
bass,
music.
I like
and,
the bass sound.
Crunchy guitars and
very Nevermore-ish.
And I just don't really. I'm not a big fan of his vocals. Maybe it just takes time to grow on me, I guess. But first listened upon, I wasn't a huge fan of his vocals.
Give the album a chance. I think you'll like actually wind up really enjoying it.
Manticora.
Manticora. To Live, To Kill, To Kill, To Live, To Kill. Came out August 3rd. So,
oh, yeah, recent.
Very, very recent.
Very recent. I'm going to call him Manticore.
Manticore.
It's a lot easier to call him Manticore.
Okay. So what did you think of the band, Dave?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of these guys before. I enjoyed it. There's been a lot of discussion around the table tonight.
Yeah.
That I'm going to have to look into more.
I know, right?
So.
Ba-doops. George, bringing it in for the bacon.
So one of the things that I do every Friday is on Release Radar on Spotify. I listen to that whole thing.
Yeah.
And usually at work, so I'll have it on. I'm like, oh, this is a band. I know Primal Fear. I know this band. But sometimes there's that band that you have on, and you just, what is that?
Hmm.
That Manticore was that for me.
Do you ever do
week.
Your Discover Weekly on your...
I do that too, yeah.
I don't really like my Discover Weekly. I guess I have too broad of a taste.
Yes.
So I get, like, I get very, very obscure shit that I don't want to hear in my, or stuff I have heard that I just don't like.
Sometimes Spotify will, unfortunately, like on these release radars, it was like, oh, this band's called Wolf. Not the same band. It's like some rap band, you know? So every once in a while they get it wrong. But.
I have to turn to Reddit to find new shit. That's how I've been finding a lot of these.
They're hanging out on Shreddit?
Yeah, I guess. There's a metal Reddit.
One of them, yeah, is colloquially known as Shreddit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's another one called Make Me a Playlist.
Okay.
I've been going through that. Because I listen to other stuff, too. I don't listen to just metal, but I go to that for other type music as well.
Very cool.
Yeah. So if people are looking for new music, I highly recommend checking out Reddit's music subreddits. They're pretty thoughtful, and it's pretty cool. Like,
and there's probably one for your preferred sub genre.
Oh, there is, so, most definitely.
And the subgenre of that subgenre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, been enjoying that.
Very cool.
Been listening to a lot of metal, as I brought to the table earlier, and the Rivers of Nile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that band quite a bit.
Yep, that new album's very good.
Surprisingly really good.
I like the other album. I don't know why y'all guys in it.
I'm not dogging on their old material. Yeah. I'm just commenting that
this one's pretty good.
This new album in particular is quite good.
Yeah, I really
that's really
like
all
this
I'm saying.
For me, there's less metalcore influence, super fucking metalcore, so
And then I've also I've been listening to a lot of movie score, TV scores lately. So there's that. Halt and Catch Fire. And they have a great...
Still haven't seen the show.
Oh, you should. It's a great show. And also Johan Johansson. I don't know how to say his name. I think it's Johan Johansson.
Probably.
That's all fucked up, man.
Yeah, whatever. He's dead, so I can't I can't offend him anymore. So.
It's like Sean Bean, man. That guy's got to decide on a pronunciation. You're Sean Bond or you're Sean Bean.
Anyway, there's this new movie coming out with Nicolas Cage called Mandy or...
Somebody, a friend of mine, sent me the trailer for that, and I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my God.
But they were like, this movie looks bonkers. You're going
to
like it. Check it out.
Yeah,
and I haven't looked into it yet.
A very satanic Cthulhu type movie,
okay,
with like 80 overtones, like really bad,
okay,
and it's the last living score made by Johan Johansson,
okay,
so
oh, very cool,
yep, and it's awesome, like the score is really good,
awesome. So we've all discovered new metal this
new
evening.
Metal and new music,
yep, yep. I've been listening to a lot of like instrumental acoustic stuff recently because I've been writing some instrumental
like
acoustic stuff, so I've been listening to it. So
anything share?
Like Andy Mackey.
Share as a class.
It's one I can't remember a lot of the names. I'm kind of exploring it. He's one I know. But yeah, these like kind of acoustic finger style shredders, like if you will.
finger style shredders.
Yeah. Not like metal style shredding, but just like really incredible musicianship, really technical kind of stuff. But
you know who's put out a new album that's actually really good? Dee Snider.
You were saying something about that.
It's surprisingly a lot of fun. It was written mostly by Jamie Josta, who I'm not typically a fan of his music.
I'm not either.
Yeah. I do enjoy his podcast, but there's just something about this Dee Snider album. He's
Jamie Josta. Why does that name sound familiar?
Hate Breed.
That's right.
He hosted Headbangers Ball in the like.
I do remember that. I used to watch the shit out of
mid aughts or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. The album's really good. It's a lot of good stuff on here. Very catchy stuff. It's called For the Love of Metal. Anytime you have an album title that says metal or a song title in it, It's meta metal. We did a whole episode on MSRcast.
I remember
that back in the day.
I remember that one.
Yep. We should probably redo that. Do a redux.
Redo.
Yep. So check it out. We should you know what we should do since we're on Spotify as a podcast, we should create a Metal Geeks playlist. We can all add music to it.
Most definitely, yeah.
It's a good idea.
We're gonna have a George mix.
Yep.
It's gonna be all Britney Spears music.
Fuck. Why did you automatically go to Britney Spears?
I don't know. It's the first thing I could think of that wasn't metal.
That's probably
so. I went to a concert last night.
Talk about that now? Let's do it.
We can do it. But I also went to another concert a couple weeks ago that we haven't talked about.
What?
It's a secret metal show.
It wasn't a metal show. Yeah, not a metal show. Not even kind of.
I know what you're talking about.
What am I talking about?
Counting Crows.
Counting Crows and Live.
I remember
Alive.
You.
Live?
Yeah.
They still make music?
Yeah.
I thought they were dead. Like the singer.
No, they're alive.
The singer was dead.
They're alive.
They're alive. No, he is alive. He's actually looking really good, I gotta say. And he is still one
still
hell of a performer.
Still rocking that ponytail?
No, he lost that a long fucking time ago.
I know.
Weren't they really young when they first came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Like super, like 19, 18, something
like early 20s.
Yeah. They were quite young for the and
man, I love that first two albums of like Throwing the Copper. Is that the first album?
Yeah, that's the second album.
Second album?
Actually, I think it may even be the third.
I'm pretty sure it's the first or second.
It's not the first. I know that because the first one is Mental Jewelry.
I've seen Live.
Okay, so here we go. I'm actually a huge Live and Counting Crows fan. I love those bands.
I knew Counting Crows.
I'm not a big Counting Crows fan, but I'm a huge Live fan. Like, I think they're like technically great and good songwriters.
They gave an incredible
and that guy's voice, man.
God, he's still got it too. He sounds fucking great.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home and listen to Live on the way home now.
They were great. Counting Crows has been one of my favorite bands since I was 14 years old, something like that. I love
I've heard
Counting
a Counting
Crows
song. I just can't tell you the name of it right now.
You have. Oh, you definitely have. like they were in movie soundtracks.
I know they are. I just couldn't tell you, like, oh, that's a Counting Crows song.
Counting Crows has been kind of they've been really important to me various times in life. And like I said, they've been one of my favorite bands since I was pretty young. And the last time I saw them was almost exactly 21 years prior to seeing the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was like an anniversary for you.
I guess.
Yeah.
So the last
time. Where did you see him
at? Cynthia Woods, Mitchell. We had seats.
Cool. It was under pleasant. The canopy.
Yeah. Really good ones, too. Like, I mean, they weren't like, you know,
was
up close
packed?
And fancy. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't like really packed out.
I mean, middle of summer.
Yeah. So. It wasn't because we went there a few weeks before that for Styx. That one was way more packed than the show was.
I wish I'd gone to the Styx show.
It was surprisingly really good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a huge Styx fan, but that was an excellent show. But yeah, Live did a great performance. I've always liked their music.
They do all their hits.
They did a lot of them. There was a couple stuff that I wish they'd played that they hadn't. But yeah, they hit on a lot of the big stuff, and you know, genre, I mean, not genre, but like career spanning, like they did old stuff, new stuff, like they hit all their albums pretty much. And I enjoyed it. Was surprised at how good the performance was. I wasn't expecting it to be that good. And then Counting Crows came out, and that was just really, really wonderful for me. I really liked
it. They came out with a new song.
Counting Crows did?
No, Live.
Yeah, I mean, they're still putting out albums and stuff.
Holy shit, look at that.
Yeah.
They have, like, albums all the way to 2008. Did not know that.
Yep.
Learned something new today. Cool.
So, yeah, it was a 25th anniversary tour mm-hmm. for Counting Crows.
So, did Live with the opening, or the more of a co-headlining?
Live definitely had the shorter set.
Album Mental Jewelry was their first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there was an EP or something prior to Mental Jewelry that I may be thinking
of. It was also
of.
Called Mental Jewelry.
Okay.
They just came out with version of it.
I just pulled up the live set list from Houston.
There you go. I was looking at that same website before the show started, trying to figure out what they were going to play.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
What?
Lightning Crashes with Dennis Rodman?
Wait, what?
Is that listed on there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, out of fucking nowhere, they're in there doing their encore, which was like three songs long. The last song they play is Lightning Crashes, like their most well-known song.
Hit, yeah.
And out of fucking nowhere, Dennis Rodman comes out on stage for no reason at all.
What were they doing?
He was like, hey, everybody, like waving. Like, you could have picked a more appropriate song. Like, Lightning Crashes is like kind of the ballad, kind of the emotional song. Like, maybe don't do it during that one.
Or at all.
I watched the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis, and Dennis Rodman was one on the dais. He was just awkward and weird.
It was odd. Like, all he did was kind of, like, come out and, like, he walked up behind Ed Kowalczyk. Like, it seemed like the band didn't know this was going to happen. They seemed surprised like everyone else was. And they may not have been. They may have just been playing it off really well. But,
like, what? Dennis Rodman?
But yeah, like, Dennis Rodman comes up behind Ed Kowalczyk and, like, pats him on the shoulder. And he, like, turns and he's like, you know, what the hell? And so he, like, runs over and he's trying to grab a microphone for Dennis Rodman. And he keeps being all like, oh, no, not, no, no, I'm not.
Maybe Dennis Rodman's a huge Live fan.
No, he apparently is.
That's cool.
Mark Neiser. Yeah. He commented
from the Rebel Radio podcast.
Rebel Radio podcast. He mentioned to me that apparently the same thing happened at Pearl Jam. He had gone to see Pearl Jam, and same thing. Dennis Rodman came out. He's apparently a big fan of 90s alternative rock.
Okay,
and someone
that makes sense.
Someone else told me.
Does it though?
I don't remember. I don't remember who told me this, but I guess he is involved with a VIP package company here in Houston now.
Oh, okay.
They like put together VIP packages for events.
Does Dennis Rodman live in Houston now?
He's working for this company in Houston now.
Wow.
So
weird.
So I guess
I could run into Dennis Rodman one day.
Yeah. And so I guess him showing up randomly on stages is like part of like promoting this VIP package company.
If I saw Dennis Rodman, so, I wonder if I was really get a picture weird with him or not.
You would
probably not.
So what about the show last night? Because
he's not Michael Jordan.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying. Anyway,
last night was not planning to go to the show, but a friend of ours ended up with some extra tickets. It was at Scout Bar, which is right next to my house. And it's a band that I've liked for a long time, but have never had an opportunity to see. Went to go see Power Glove last night. Hell it was yeah. the most metal geek thing I could think of to do last night.
Very true.
Go see Power Glove.
I've seen them before opening up. I don't remember what band they were opening up for, but it was like they're part of a package tour.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen them do a headline show.
Yeah, I don't. This was a headline. I don't know if they're headlining all of the shows on this tour or what the deal is, but like it was all local bands and then Power Glove.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I think it is a headline tour, truthfully.
It might be.
So, and you became friends with one of the dudes.
In the Facebook sense of we became friends. Yeah. Like,
can you ask him for permission to their music for my movie or something?
Well, I can try. The guy that I talked to.
Pull your weight. Pull that Dave.
I'll try. Damn. Yeah. The guy that I spoke to, Gabriel Guardian was his name. He let us know he is not a full-fledged member of Power Glove. He is performing with them for this tour. But holy shit, is this guy a performer.
Cool.
Like,
and what does he play?
So he plays guitar and keyboard.
Keytar?
So, no.
I'm just joking.
Guitar, yeah, guitar and keyboard. So if you don't know about Power Glove, if you're listening to the Metal Geeks podcast, you're in the right place to learn about them.
You definitely are.
All of their music is mostly instrumental. And it's like speed metal, power metal covers of themes from old video games.
They have
and
original
cartoons
music too.
And I'm trying to, yeah, like old NES games, Super Nintendo games, Saturday morning cartoons, all that kind of stuff. It's super nerdy. It's heavy. The musicianship is amazing on these guys. Like they were amazing to watch play.
The Saturday Morning Apocalypse album, they do the X-Men theme song.
They played that one last night.
I love that. They do, if you don't know this, they do the Pokemon theme song.
They did that one last night.
Did they really?
Yep.
Because the vocalist on that album is Tony Kako from Sonata Arctica.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they had the crowd sing.
Okay.
For that one. They don't actually have a vocalist. So any singing that happened was like crowd participation. But man, it was killer. Like they're amazing musicians. They're a lot of fun to watch play. It's got that cool like nostalgia element to it. Listen to old like Mega Man boss theme songs played metal style. It's great.
Hell yeah.
And
down for that.
And Gabriel Guardian, who I got to talk to last night, he was definitely a highlight of the show. He was amazing to watch play. Like I said, he played guitar and keyboard at the same time. I've seen people do that before, but not like this guy did it.
That's crazy.
He did like, you know, I'm going to do a guitar line and then I'll switch real quick and do an accent with the keyboard and then I'll go back to playing guitar. He did a lot of that. But then he would do extended sections where he is playing like shredding lead stuff on the guitar and playing something completely different shredding on the keyboard at the same time. And I'm a musician. I don't know how he keeps that shit straight in his head. Like, it was phenomenal to watch. It was really, really fucking cool.
Looking on Spotify, so, they don't have a lot of their stuff on Spotify. They just have like three albums on
there.
That's
about all they have.
They don't have any of their covers on here.
I have their first album. This one, the Total Pwnage. That it looks like it comes like in a same size case as the PS2 game.
Yeah.
I still have that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But yeah. So as we're talking about metal, there's one thing I want to finish off by. I want to wish a happy 60th birthday To Bruce Dickinson. To
Bruce Dickinson.
Bruce the voice
or
Dickinson.
Or as I just saw posted, he's not 60. He's 18 with 42 years of experience.
That is very, very true.
He kind of acts like it.
I'm gonna. We talked about this on the last MSR cast episode, but the Scream for Me Sarajevo documentary that came out, I want to let you borrow that so we can talk about it on the show, because it's everybody needs to watch this film. It's not just a metal documentary, but there's just so much stuff people don't know about what was going on in Bosnia during that time period, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of our friends, you know, Demir, we posted about that. He's like, I have to watch this. I lived through that. So it's a really important movie, I think, that people need to see. And I think just being a heavy metal documentary, it's not doing it enough justice. You know what I mean? It's a very, very moving
Seems
piece.
Kind of reminiscent of, did you ever watch the documentary about Across Akauta, the heavy metal band from Baghdad?
Yes, yes.
Did you ever watch that?
Yes, I did.
I think that was on Netflix.
Might have been briefly. I can't remember where I watched it.
But, I think I saw that as well.
But that was a good one, too.
Yes.
That was a good documentary.
What was it on YouTube? I don't remember.
All right, well, let's move on to what's tickling our geek and wrap it up.
Yes. All right, so it's that time of the week, I guess, few weeks, where we talk about what's tickling our little geeks. Carrie, want to go first?
Do we want to go first?
Yeah, you're the one that was ready to pull it up.
I'm going to pull it out here. So what I'm excited for is...
porn.
Well, besides that, this right here.
It looks like porn from here.
It's not porn, dude.
Okay.
If that's your idea of porn, you're weird. So, you know, unfortunately, we lost Worrell Dane end of last year, 2017. He was working on a new album in Brazil, and it's just announced today that the album is actually going to be released through Century Media in October. I'm trying to pull up the name. Shadow Work is going to be the name of the album. They're able to pull enough completed vocals and then demo vocals to complete the album. And the rest of the band have worked through it, and they're completing the album.
Cool.
It's going to come out in October.
That's nice.
It's going to be a good send-off, you know?
It's finished work. At least he gets to get it out there.
Yeah.
Dave, what about you? What's tickling your geek this week? You don't know? He wasn't prepared.
I was not prepared.
I guess I'll go. Coming up this weekend, I will be going to a convention.
Yeah?
Yeah, it will be in Dallas. Me and thousands of other Harry Potter nerds. Yes, I am talking about LeakyCon. Dun-dun-dun! Get excited. Try not to get too...
I'm excited now.
Don't get your Patronus everywhere now. Get it? It's a Harry Potter joke.
I got that.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, LeakyCon.
I'm gonna try not to get my butterbeer everywhere.
your butterbeer cream. So LeakyCon is the official con that's come out of England, that was curated out of England, and it travels every year. It goes to a different city and so forth. And this year is the first year in Texas, and I believe it's the first year in the States.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Where is it at? Dallas?
Yes, it's in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's this coming weekend?
It is this coming weekend. It starts Friday. I will not be going Friday. I'm going Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you excited for there?
I don't know. I don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. I was hoping the guest list would be spectacular, and it's not. Spectacular. They got like B-side characters or like C-side characters that you don't really care about.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah,
like one
Moaning Myrtle and stuff like that.
No, she would be cool. Like, that would be what I would consider a B-side close to an A-side character, because they had a lot of screen time. The people they got are people who didn't have a lot of screen time. They got like the guy who played Victor Krum, which is probably the most notable one. They have like house boy number whatever, who like yells Gryffindor through the giant omegaphone. Yeah, I don't know.
They've already announced the dates for 2019.
Yeah, and they're already starting. They're going to sell tickets, I think, that Friday, if they're not on sale already.
I'm looking at their lineup right now, and I haven't recognized one name yet.
That guy is in the movie a lot. He's
Victor Crumb, okay.
Yeah, and Victor Crumb. He's the guy from the Wizarding Games, the Russian dude. Also, Dan Fogler is going to be there. He's probably the largest star they have. But I'm not going to pay $60 for him to sign anything.
I don't even see his name on the list.
Well, because he was just added this week.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the next Walking Dead season.
And he's also going to be in the next Fantastic Beast movie, which is, I don't understand why they're holding on to that title, because there's no more Fantastic Beast. Yeah, well, he's a reappearing guest star on that show. So anyway, that's what I'll be doing. My girlfriend is a huge Harry Potter fan. She's been looking forward to this ever since it was announced. And I surprised her with tickets. Unfortunately, all I could buy was Sunday tickets. And then they moved to a larger venue and they started selling tickets again. So she bought Saturday tickets.
Okay.
So that's why we are going Saturday and Sunday.
You going with anybody else?
Well, Justin's going to be there with his girlfriend and her family.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's about it. I didn't know that they were going until like a month or two ago.
I didn't know they were that big Harry Potter fans.
Justin isn't. His girlfriend, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. But I know her mom is like super into it. My girlfriend has a Harry Potter tattoo, so at least, you know, she's a...
That's right, she does. Yeah, I remember that.
It's on her foot that says, "You're a wizard, Harry." Yep. Yeah.
I remember being there with her at Universal.
Oh, yeah. She was wigging out at the Wizarding World area quite a bit, which they're adding some new shit to the Wizarding World, by the way. Yeah. It's like a travel agency or something like that, like a wizarding travel agency, which I guess is going to show up in the new movie that they haven't released.
Oh.
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Okay.
Where Johnny Depp is channeling David Bowie.
Pretty much.
Yep. What else can I say about LeakyCon? I hope it's cool. They have, like I said, they already announced dates for next year, and I guess LeakyCon has decided they're going to be at multiple cities next year.
I just heard today that they're going to be putting all the movies back out in the theaters this year.
Right. They're going to do like AMC or somebody, I don't know who, is doing like a whole week of their movies where you buy the tickets and they show them once a night. Which, why would you do that when you can watch them at home?
You could.
Yeah, they're on TV every day.
Not the same experience, though.
Whatever.
Did you find something yet, Dave?
Actually, I might have. The coming back to theaters thing
Sweet.
Made me think of it. And I'm...
I stalled as much as I could for you.
Thank you. Hoping I haven't missed it already. I don't think I wrote it on my calendar.
What about Behemoth touring?
I am very excited about that. That show is going to be awesome. I have tickets already. Behemoth, I am wearing their shirt now.
You sure are.
With At the Gates and Wolves in the Throne Room.
I don't think I've ever seen At the Gates.
I've
never seen At the Gates. I've never seen Wolves in the Throne Room either.
Me either.
That show is going to be fucking awesome.
It will
be. And I'm really looking forward
to it. Is it House of Blues?
I think...
A Revention, maybe? So, no.
I don't think it's at Revention. House of Blues sounds more right to me, but I don't remember for sure.
That's where I saw them the previous show before the Slayer tour. We saw them at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
And it's a good venue for them, I think.
Yeah, that's a good venue for them. I've seen Behemoth several times now. This coming up, well, I think is going to be my fifth.
Oh, wow.
Fourth or fifth time to see Behemoth. Second time this year, so that's cool. So
you were at the Slayer show, right?
I was at the Slayer show as well. I'm also going to see Ghost twice this year.
Well, that's so. Okay.
Aren't you special?
There was a big rotating display thing at our hotel in Vegas, playing Hollywood, and it kept on showing that Ghost was going to be playing.
In Vegas? Vegas?
Yeah.
What day?
I don't know.
Not remember. When you're there. So not when I'm there. That's why you didn't remember.
That's why I didn't go.
The thing I was thinking of, though...
I would have gone.
I need to check the date on it, make sure I haven't missed it. Like, it's happening, like, right now, probably.
What was it for?
Riff Tracks Live is doing Krull.
Really?
Oh, I saw the trailer for that at the... Well, I wasn't on the movie theater, but I saw it because I have a I've started using the Atmos ticketing app,
mm-hmm.
and I have subscribed to one of those events and stuff like that, and let me know tickets were available.
I'm trying to make sure that that hasn't already come and gone, because there's a distinct possibility that it has.
Well, while you're looking that up, let's talk about our sponsor real quick.
We have a sponsor?
We still do.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, who is it?
Tantum Collectibles. You thought I forgot, didn't you?
You did forget for
a second. I did not forget. I was just testing you.
Where are they located at?
Online.
Where?
At tantrumcollectibles.com, where you can save 10% on your order, where you like, you know, statues and stuffs.
And stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, like
Funko
this,
and
like this Hellboy fisting yeah. thing. You could get that there. And, you know, Bandai stuff and all the other anime stuff that, you know, we don't watch or listen to.
I do want to say that they just started a YouTube channel. To go to YouTube and search Tantrum Collectibles, and they're doing unboxings and all these showing you know, off cool
we
stuff.
We could do unboxings for them since we are the official
we could.
Sponsored show by them.
We could.
We can do open boxings live on the podcast that's not live.
We could make it that way live.
Yeah. It didn't make sense as I was saying it. That's why
it still doesn't make sense. Was, yeah,
no.
I know where you're going with that.
Thanks. I'm glad someone knew.
But yeah, just as you said, 10% off with the code MetalGeeks at TantrumCollectibles.com. Dave?
Yes.
Did you find
what I did find. For? I found what I was looking for. Yeah, Rift Tracks Live is doing Kroll live on August 23rd.
Very
and
cool.
And then Encore on August 25th. Oh, it's a Fathom event.
Okay, so it's
go
in multiple
to a theater
theaters.
Near you. Yeah, I love going to these. If I've been to... God, I don't know, half a dozen of these.
Really?
Yeah, Riff Tracks.
No, they're
live
fun.
Events. Yeah, they're fun.
I haven't been to one.
They so the crew, like they perform live in a theater in front of an audience.
Right.
Usually in Minnesota, but they've done some other places too. And then it's simulcast all around the country. And so they'll. Do you know they'll come out and kind of talk to the crowd a little bit, and then they usually will do a short or a couple of shorts like they used to do on MST3K, where they would do the horrible like educational shorts from the 50s or whatever. So they'll do one or two of those, and then they'll pick whatever their feature is and go through it. And it's like watching MST3K
yeah.
without the robots, basically. It's just right. them up there talking, but it's funny. It's a good time.
That could be fun.
So, and Kroll.
I haven't seen that movie since like the 80s.
I watched Kroll for the first time earlier this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Did it hold up?
No, a friend of mine, guy I used to work with, one of my art pieces, he came and he was visiting me at one of the Ren fairs. And one of my art pieces, the one with the floating tower inside the like the diamond shape.
Yes.
You know that one?
I know that one.
He saw that one and he was like, that reminds me of the castle from Kroll. And I'm like, you know, I've never seen that movie. And so he got me a copy of Kroll to watch and like sent it with a mutual friend to deliver to me or whatever. It's like, all right, well he delivered, so we'll sit and watch it. And it was fun, but man, that's a bad movie.
Speaking of, it's also like the same type of movie in Kroll. It also came out in the 80s. It's Sword and Sorcerer. Talk about bad movies.
I don't remember that one.
God, it is so bad.
When we were watching Kroll, I actually at one point said, man, all this is missing is some silhouettes in the corner. And so I'm absolutely tickled that a few months later, after me saying that they're actually going to be doing it.
There was some game.
We're in the middle of watching it, and our oldest daughter, she's 11. She comes in the room, and she goes, what are you watching? And we tell her, oh, it's a movie called Kroll. She sits there for another like 45 seconds or so watching this movie, and she goes, this movie's old. We laugh. We're like, what makes you say that? And she goes, look at it.
But you got to give it credit.
And that really summed it up, though. Look at it.
This is the kind of stuff your mommy and daddy had to watch when we were young.
Exactly right.
But you got to say, you got to admit, the weapon, the glaive, it's one of the most iconic weapons in any in movie history. It really is.
So,
it looks weird.
Thing, the part where she came in is when the dude is like, he's just about to like.
Isn't Dennis Quaid in that movie?
Liam Neeson's in it.
There you go, Liam Neeson. Thank you.
Is that who you were thinking of?
That's what I was
yeah,
thinking.
Young Liam Neeson.
Yeah, young Liam Neeson.
But yeah, the part that she came in on, like, is when the hero is like just about to like save the girl from whatever, and he throws the thing, and she goes, "I've come to rescue my giant fidget spinner."
I mean, where do you think they got the idea for the fidget spinner?
It's true. All right, so let's wrap it up. Let's let everybody know where they can find us on the internet, of course. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, at Metal Geeks, and as well at MSRcast for our sister show. You can find us now officially on Spotify, which is super cool. Just search for Metal Geeks.
I found us there. It is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I know. It's
makes me feel a little bit more reputable, but, you know, still nobody listens to the show.
There are people that listen. I listen.
Well, they need to share it with their friends so more people will listen.
That's true. They need to do that.
Because you know why? We don't get enough hate mail to find out that we have people who listen to us.
If you want to send hate mail, it's msrcast@gmail.com.
There you go. Complain about Carrie.
Or georgetripsis@gmail.com.
That's not true. That's not exactly close.
What is your email?
It is gofuckyourself@gmail.com.
I think that's probably already taken.
No, it's not. I was the first one who came up with it.
Okay.
I've had it since middle school.
You have not. Have you really?
No.
Okay, damn it.
That would be awesome if
of
I
course,
did.
We're also on Stitcher, Google Play. Don't forget to pay a visit to our affiliate, our friends, over at esopodcast.com. And, of course, your home for all things Metal Geeks is metalgeeks.net. Am I forgetting anything on this end?
No.
All right.
I think you're all tied up on the social media end.
Spotify. We mentioned Spotify.
Spotify.
Stitcher. Google Play. iTunes.
Anywhere you get your podcast medium.
That's right.
Except for SoundCloud, which I don't think we're on anymore. Nope. We're not available there anymore.
Is SoundCloud available on SoundCloud anymore?
I don't know.
That's why we're not available on SoundCloud anymore.
I'm available on all social medias at George Tripsis. Also, you can listen to me more rant about stupid bullshit with Justin and Andy at the Mind Fudgers podcast. And if you like comic books, I write one of those.
And, do you know?
Yeah, I do. I don't know.
This is the first time I've
ever
hearing
heard of it. Well, we're on our third issue, so it'd be odd for you to hear it first time. It's called Speak No Evil. Go to Grey Bear Comics, G-R-A-Y, to check it out.
Very cool.
You can find me at Red Viking Dave on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and that's where you can see my art, the things I draw, the horrible things that live in my head.
The penciling is in things.
That come out through your hands.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. Catch you guys on the next episode, and one last thing we have to say.
Keep it metal.
And always keep it geeky.
Indeed.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Do you like movies? Do you like TV? Do you like discussing the temporal effects of non-linear time travel and its implication on the plot of the movie Looper?
Okay. Do you enjoy the latest in pop culture news? Do you enjoy superheroes?
Do you enjoy discussing the relative merits of superpowers and their effects on human physiology?
Anyways, if you enjoy these things, even a small amount, you'll love the Rusted Robot Podcast.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, YouTube, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Subscribe so you never miss an episode.
TheRustedRobot.podbean.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.